Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll in Northwest England, that stabbing attack, has now risen to three. All were children attending a Taylor Swift-themed dance class. Several others were injured. A 17-year-old suspect is in custody. The clock's ticking for Kamala Harris to pick a running mate.
We are told that the vetting process is now fully underway. Sources say that Harris is considering roughly a dozen Democrats for the job, but among the leading contenders is Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, as well as Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, someone who is not going for this position. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, says she plans to finish out her term.
ABC's Rachel Scott. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper also is out of the running. Thousands demonstrating across Venezuela following the re-election of President Nicolas Maduro, opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez, announcing that his campaign has the proof it needs to show that he actually won the country's disputed election, the legitimacy of which is being questioned worldwide. This is ABC News. The Senate today expected to take up and to pass a pair of bills aimed at making cyber safe space safer for kids.
The legislation would require platforms give teens the option to opt out of algorithms and give parents more control over how their kids' information is used. X and Microsoft have endorsed the safeguards, and Meta says it backs legislation to regulate tech platforms, but the company stopped short of endorsing the Senate bill. The legislation's path ahead also remains unclear in the Republican-led House. Last week, Speaker Mike Johnson said he's committed to finding consensus, but he did not commit to bringing the Senate bill to the floor.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. This comes as a new study shows social media pressure has one in three kids saying they feel they need to be perfect. City of San Diego putting out new warnings about sea lions after people were spotted again getting way too close. Even touching one's a federal offense. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could see a few scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, right on through tomorrow night into Thursday. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, warm and muggy. 87 today with a heat index near 90. Tomorrow's high, 88 with a heat index of 97. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. A statewide outbreak of whooping cough has Wisconsin health officials concerned. The Department of Health Services reports there have been 226 cases of the disease so far this year. While most of the infections have been in teens, 9 of those cases were in infants under a year old. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is asking voters to vote no on a pair of Republican-authored constitutional amendments that would take away the governor's power to spend federal money. Evers says the amendments would change the balance of power in the state, while Republicans argue that legislative oversight over federal funding is appropriate. UW-Madison scientists helped kick off a new clinical trial for treatment of Parkinson's. The study found that brain cell grafts in monkeys helped jumpstart the trial by improving motor skills in the primates, including dopamine production and reducing symptoms of depression and anxiety. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, 24/7, and West Wisconsin Telecom, Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. A Menominee man is headed to prison for decades for the sexual assault of a little girl. A judge in Pepin County yesterday sentenced Pedro Perez Garcia to 25 years in prison. Prosecutors say an 11-year-old girl told police that Perez Garcia assaulted her several times, starting when she was about six. His lawyers say they have new evidence in the case and are asking for a new trial. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department will be having an enhanced speed enforcement this weekend. The department will have extra patrols on Highway 37 and Highway 10 on Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. The extra enforcement is being paid for by a traffic safety grant that the department recently received. A Minnesota man is facing drug charges after being pulled over with a significant amount of marijuana in his car. Trempealeau County deputies pulled Danny Reynolds of New Hope, Minnesota, over on Saturday for speeding on I-94. A drug dog alerted on his vehicle, and officers allegedly found 30 pounds of pot inside, along with some methamphetamine. The man has been referred to the Trempealeau County District Attorney for numerous drug felonies and is being held at the Trempealeau County Jail. We'll receive a snapshot of the mental health of Wisconsin school kids today. The State Department of Public Instruction will release its Youth Mental Health Data Update. DPIU has been tracking the mental health of students for years. Many kids in Wisconsin say they're anxious or nervous, and those feelings got worse during the coronavirus outbreak. Wisconsin State Superintendent says there's a need to provide more mental health services in state schools. There won't be any changes to absentee voting in Wisconsin. A Door County judge yesterday dismissed a lawsuit that claimed the current absentee voting process breaks Wisconsin's election laws. The suit alleged that voters have to include a physical copy of their absentee ballot request in their absentee ballot envelope. Wisconsin Elections Commission says the ballot itself is proof of a request and urged the judge to reject the lawsuit because there's not enough time to change the entire absentee voting process at this point. Today is the first day of absentee voting for the August primary. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Built on service.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
A hiker is recovering after falling in Sugarloaf Park in Winona. First responders were called to the park Sunday afternoon after the fall from the 85-foot-tall rock was reported. The hiker was treated at the scene, then taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The Winona Fire Department did not say what may have caused the fall. A state committee will study potential regulations for artificial intelligence in Wisconsin. Committee Chair State Senator Julian Bradley says he hopes that the committee's work can help alleviate people's fears about AI. The goal is to ensure that AI is used in the right way so that we're not harming consumers or protecting data. Now, the committee will hold hearings around the state in order to establish guardrails for lawmakers to consider when drafting policy. The group looking for solutions to Wisconsin's sandhill crane population is heading into the wild this week. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes will tour the Horicon Marsh on Thursday. The group is trying to come up with recommendations about what to do with the birds. Farmers and some homeowners complain the birds are a nuisance, but environmentalists don't want to see Wisconsin adding a hunting season. The tour is one of the first acts of the group. They're not expected to have anything for lawmakers to consider until after the new year. Researchers have discovered the site of an 1893 shipwreck in Lake Michigan. The Margaret A. Muir, a 130-foot, three-masted schooner built in 1872, was found under just 50 feet of Lake Michigan water off the coast of northeast Wisconsin. The ship was lost to a fierce gale in September of 1893 and sank only a few miles off the entrance to the Algoma Harbor. It went undetected for more than a century, despite hundreds of boats passing over it each fishing season. The Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association is working to nominate the site for the National Register of Historic Places. Residents in southern Minnesota are getting a new area code. The rollout of area code 924 will start August 30th. The change affects new phone lines in the 507 area code region, which does include Rochester and several other communities in southern Minnesota. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Minnesota State Fair will ban birthing cows and newborn calves from the Miracle of Birth Center due to the risk of the H5N1 virus. Minnesota agriculture industry officials say the move is out of precaution as the virus continues to spread to the dairy cattle industry. The exhibit will continue, though, to showcase dairy cow-calf pairs, but the calves will be weaned and the cows will be dry. In Minnesota, H5N1 infections have been reported among 9 dairy herds since June. The most recent report was July 17th in Stearns County. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The Minnesota Twins gave up 17 hits during a 15-2 loss to the Mets at Citi Field. The Twins got out to an early lead when Byron Buxton hit an RBI single in the first, but New York scored 6 times in the fourth and never looked back. Ryan Jeffers homered in the losing effort. Simeon Woods Richardson was charged with his second loss after surrendering 6 runs on 7 hits in 3 1/3 innings. David Festa starts for the Twins against the Mets tonight. One of the best young blue liners in the NHL will stay in the Minnesota Wild organization. Brock Faber inked an 8-year, $68 million extension with the Wild yesterday. The deal will begin after Faber's rookie contract ends after the 25-26 season. Faber was the runner-up for the Calder Trophy this past season. The 21-year-old scored 8 goals and tallied 39 assists in 82 games. The Minnesota Vikings are getting some much-needed help in their secondary. The team signed defensive back Bobby McCain to a contract yesterday. McCain was drafted by the Dolphins in 2015. He spent time playing under Brian Flores. He had just 1 tackle in 10 games with the Giants last season. Minnesota cut John Parker Romo to make room for McCain. Packer training camp does continue. The team held 6 practices so far, and all eyes will be on Jordan Love today. The star quarterback practiced twice since signing his new contract, but he's been mediocre. The secondary is making plays each session, which includes rookie Evan Williams, who has had 3 interceptions so far in camp.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
The Brewers grabbed their series opener from the Braves 8-3 at AmFam Field on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Rhys Hoskins, Willy Adames, and Jackson Churio all homered in the win. Hobie Milner picks up the win in relief. Game 2 of that series is tonight. The Brewers acquired some starting pitching help, sending reliever Jacob Junis and outfielder Joey Weimer to the Reds for Frankie Montas. In 19 starts this season, Montas is 4-8 with a 5.01 ERA. The trade deadline, 5 p.m. tonight. One player that doesn't think he'll be going anywhere despite his contract ending at season's end is shortstop Willy Adames. Is he a little nervous, though?
I feel like this year I'm not really nervous. I don't feel like I will get traded. You know, that would be very surprising for the whole team, I feel, including myself. But, you know, you never know. But I feel like this year I'm more calm and, you know, I'm not really thinking about myself getting traded. But, you know, obviously you see a lot of movement right now, and you never know what's going
to
happen.
The timing to get Devin Williams back couldn't be better because the Brewers closer Trevor McGill placed on the 15-day injured list with a lower back injury. Football Badgers open fall training camp today on the UW Platteville campus. The Badgers will spend 12 days in Platteville this year compared to 6 a year ago. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo encouraged about year 2, saying the learning curve for the new guys is less.
The difference is, though, we have so many people now, so many players in these rooms that know everything. And so the learning curve this year for the new guys is not what it was last year. You know, we still had coaches learning. I mean, I didn't know the restroom was until April. You know what I mean? So it was just, and I had not worked with Fick on a day-to-day basis. And so this year, there's none of that. This year, there's a lot of familiarity.
Team USA added 8 more medals on Monday, continuing to lead the overall standings with 20 total. France is second with 16. Packers back on the practice field later this morning after an off day yesterday. Phil Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Forecast for today, we'll have partly sunny conditions with a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs mid-80s, southwest winds at around 10. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then cloudy with a chance of a shower after midnight and patchy fog, lows upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs upper 80s. Do have areas of fog across the region this morning at Pepin and Lake City, 70, Wabasha and Nelson, 69, Plum City, 67, Mondovi and O'Galley, 66, here at WRDN, 67 with fog and Clay Walker.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Something about the way she's blushing, you can tell she isn't sure. Let you know she's up to something she's never
time. I need a man who knows how the story say another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say,
weather and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield, sweating for a little summer cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough, bring them up to have their brothers back. Let them ride round in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo. You're standing on right here. Let them ride round in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole. County lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up
to be someone he's damn proud to be. Mama's let your boys let him drive around in trucks, making back road noise. Let him hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let him go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Mama's let your boys be country. Let your boys be country.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD. And Jason Aldean, let your boys be country. Good morning, 7:31. I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy Tuesday. And coming up next hour, birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page as well at WRD and 1430 AM stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way as well. Also this morning, while some of the experts are praising one recently released movie for its realness, we'll explain here coming up this morning as well. So we get ready for the Buffalo County Fair as things slowly starting to get set up over at the fairgrounds in Mondovi. Things get underway on Thursday. On Thursday, we'll have the Hog Show. Swine Show coming up Thursday. We'll have a live video stream of that starting at 5 o'clock on a Thursday evening. We'll have that on our streaming video service on our website at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the video streaming tab. That's brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. We'll also have it on NTEC Channel 99 as well. And thank you to the Durand, Arkansas School District for that. For allowing us to use NTEC Channel 99. For those that may not have decent internet or just the computer thing really doesn't work for them, so they'll be able to watch it again on NTEC Channel 99 again, 5 o'clock on Thursday evening. Wow, yesterday, some heavy rain in some areas of the listing area. For us here in Durand, we didn't receive anything. Rhonda was up in Eau Claire yesterday. She sends me a video going, look at this rain. I was like, wow. And, yeah, there's some standing water and that sort of thing. We could have something similar to that today with some isolated showers and storms. We'll have that weather forecast here on the way. And that's coming up.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering peace of mind during a difficult time.
Small Town Big Heart during the 141st Pierce County Fair, August 8th through the 11th at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. Enjoy the great music of Johnny Cash with the Church of Cash Thursday of the fair. The truck and tractor pull is Friday at 8 and Senior Day is Sunday. Season passes and ride tickets are available at the Pierce County website, the Pierce County Fair office, and select merchants around the county. It's the 141st Pierce County Fair, August 8th through the 11th at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer, valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Forecast for today, partly sunny. We'll have a slight chance of a thunderstorm throughout the day. Highs mid-80s, southwest winds at around 10. Tonight's becoming cloudy, a slight chance of a shower late. Patchy fog also possible, lows upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm in the afternoon. We'll have highs upper 80s. Areas of fog across the region this morning. Pepin Lake City at 70, Wabasha and Nelson 69, Plum City 67, Mondovi and Nogale 66. Here at WRDN, we do have those areas of fog, 69 with Alan Jackson. And dry for Daddy Gene, it's 735.
Painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a kind of love made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat with 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knot, make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with three-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry, oh, and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call, but don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running to love scratch for another sake. Race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face.
Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes Brad in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I like the feel of your name on my lips, and I like the sound your sweet gentle kiss, the way that your fingers run through my hair, and how your scent lingers even when you're not there. And I like the way your eyes dance when you laugh, and how you enjoy your 2-hour bath, and how you convince me dance in the rain with everyone watching like we were insane. But I love the way you love me. Strong and wild, slow and easy, heart and soul. Sappy old movies you've seen hundreds of times, but I love the way you love me. Strong and wild, slow and easy, heart and soul, so completely I love. Yeah.
I ought to get my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Oh, but it ain't doing jack. Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you that does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100. Feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth. Yeah, I need something you prove. Oh, I need something you prove. Something wrong, 'cause I've been working hard to fade your memory, baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's a hard truth.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Morgan Whalen, You Proof, 7:48. I'm Brian Winnekins, and good morning. And this reminder that National Night Out is coming up on Tuesday, August 6th. That'll be at 5 o'clock from 5 to 8 with a lot of area law enforcement. Now, here in Durand, National Night Out will be at the Bowerbilt Sports Complex. Buffalo County having a National Night Out as well. That will be held at Gilmanton High School. While Twisters is one of the biggest movies in the country, of course, that's the remake. And while there's a lot of Hollywood magic, storm chasers say the film's pretty close to real life, really. Dr. Christopher Nowotarski at Texas A&M says the blockbuster does a good job of including real terminology that meteorologists use when discussing severe storms. And it makes storm chasing look, quote, cool, unquote. And I wonder what staff meteorologist Corey Hartman thinks of that. He says when the movie first came out, schools saw a rush of kids enrolling in meteorology departments back in the day. And that, he says, likely will happen this time, too. And it's one of those that Rhonda and I are going to have to see. I'm just hoping that they have the flying cows in the movie like the first one.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you. Hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land, and you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell did you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow with her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, when I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade.